This week's podcast, I'm going to be joined by a personal favorite band of mine. I've been listening to them for about 6 or 7 years. I first started hearing them back when I was 20 years old. Cherub. Cherub is going to be joining me here on the podcast this week. And both of them, they're a duo, electro indie duo from Nashville, Tennessee. They were formed back in 2010. So just a year before I started listening to them, before I found them, they were formed. They're Jordan Kelly and Jason Huber, both going to be joining me here on the show together. We're going to be joined by the phone. And both of them are going to be sitting there by the phone talking to me, man. It's going to be awesome. This is one of those interviews where it's very personal. I'm a big fan of them. Been listening to them for a while. And just so happens, they're coming here to Fort Wayne, Indiana, where I live. And they're coming to the Clyde Theater, one of my favorite music venues I've ever been to. They're coming to the Clyde Theater here in Fort Wayne. And they're going to be playing a show this coming Sunday night. It's going to be a great show. But I've been listening to this band, as I said, for about 6 or 7 years. You just heard me play one of their new tracks called Want That. I'm going to end the show with Doses and Mimosas. That's my personal favorite song. They have kind of different variety of music. They have party songs, a lot of party songs. So the live show is going to be great, obviously, with a lot of party songs. It's going to be live, man. It's going to be great. But they have some breakup songs. They have one called Heart on one of their albums that I personally love as well. Like I said, they've been doing this thing for about 7-8 years now. They've been in this business, and I've been listening to them for about 6 or 7. Electric indie duo coming here to Fort Wayne. I'm going to be talking to them, and we're going to talk a little bit about their last album release. Was Bleed Gold Piss Excellence, was released back in 2016. But so far this year, 2018, they've been back on the scene. They've released 4 singles so far this year already, and obviously there is a plan to release some more. They've released a lot of videos as well to go with these songs. Just kind of another way to approach, you know, releasing music. You know, a lot of people are fans of releasing albums, you know, once every couple of years. Well, Cherub is taking a different approach. They're going to release singles. They're going to keep releasing singles along with videos. Just another way to stay engaged with their fans and you gain new ones. So I'm going to ask them about that. We're obviously going to talk about some of their big hits. They have, again, like I mentioned, Doses and Mimosas, probably their biggest hit. They have a song XOXO that I love as well. A great tune. I love it. Upbeat. If you guys are in Fort Wayne, Indiana, or you're nearby, this is a show you want to make. It's a great time. It's Sunday night. You don't got nothing else to do. I mean, you might have to work early Monday morning, but hey, you know, sometimes it's okay to step out, you know, on a Sunday night. Sometimes it's a good idea, you know, to go out, listen to some good music, maybe have a couple of drinks, have a good time. This is one of those times. Check out this show at the Clyde Theater. I got to see them earlier this year. They were doing a DJ set, actually. It wasn't a show, but they had a DJ set in Chicago at the Headwaters Beer K. They had a DJ set. It was for Valentine's Day, actually. They DJed the entire day. It was awesome, man. A great time. So I got to see them then. Then after their DJ set, they're just hanging out at the barcade, you know, just hanging out, playing some games. They have a good time. And they're going to be having a good time this Sunday. That's just their personality, man. They really like to have a great time. So I'm really excited for this interview. We're going to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to ask them. They got a lot of tattoos. As a matter of fact, they had a competition, I guess, for one of their latest singles. They had a competition and a drawing for a winner. Whoever the winner was in the drawing, the guys in the band got the tattoo of that person. I don't remember the guy's name that won the competition, but yeah, they ended up getting the tattoo of, you know, the name of the person that won the competition. So that's going to be exciting too. I want to know who won, because I didn't. I wasn't participating either, but I just want to know who won. That's an interesting way to do it, and I want to ask them too, you know, who has the most unique tattoos, because they got a lot of them. You know, just a fun conversation. We're going to talk a little bit about that. They do a lot of a variety of different features. They work with rappers. You know, they have done some stuff with DJ Paul from 3-6 Mafia. And we're just going to talk about how they approach their shows. Is it different the way they approach DJ sets and shows? Because obviously they're different. But I mean, both are very high energy. They've been all over the world this year. They've been everywhere with the Freeform tour. So it's going to be exciting to talk to them about it. This is their first time coming to Fort Wayne. They're excited about that as well. Never been here. So we got to make them welcome. We got to go out to the show. Again, it's Sunday night. Doors open at 8. Show starts at 9. Be sure to make it at the Clyde Theater, just on Bluffton Road, centrally located in town. be sure to check it out, man. The Clyde Theater, I've already rant and raved about how great that atmosphere is at the Clyde Theater several times on this podcast. Been there for George Clinton, been there a couple times already this year. So be sure, I went there to see the Wailers. I had Junior Marvin, guitarist and founding member of the Wailers, got to see them at the Clyde Theater. So it's a great venue, man. Be sure to check it out and get your tickets all as well. There's tickets available, Clyde Theater. Be sure to be there Sunday night. Cherub will be here in Fort Wayne. They have an opener. So Cherub is going to be joining me here in just a couple of minutes. We actually had a great laid back combo, man. They actually had just woken up like a few, not a few minutes, but I mean like 20, 30 minutes before our interview. They had just woken up. They had a show the night before. They have a show Friday night, Saturday night, and then they'll be here for Sunday night here at Fort Wayne. So they got a show in the last 4 days. I also talked to him and asked him, you know, who is one person that they would want to work with? Jordan gave me an answer, but Jason, he gave me more of an interesting answer. So you guys will have to stay tuned for that. One person they'd love to work with in the music industry today. These guys are so laid back, very personable guys, and they do that in their shows too. They're very personable, great with the fans, very engaging, and that's what they're bringing to the Clyde Theater. They also got some stuff that they still plan to release this year as well, and next year. They're still working. They got so much in the vault ready to be released. They got a lot of stuff already recorded that they're waiting to release at the perfect time. So they got a lot of stuff coming out as well. Let's go ahead and bring them in. This is Cherub. Again, they are coming to the Clyde Theater here in Fort Wayne, Indiana on Sunday. Electro indie band from Nashville, Tennessee. This is my interview with Cherub from Friday, September 28th, 2018. Coming to Fort Wayne here on Sunday. We're going to party with Cherub, one of my favorite bands. I just got done telling you guys about these two guys that I've been listening to since I turned 21 years old. And they're coming here to Fort Wayne. It's their first time, so we got to make sure they have a good time when they come here. I'm joined by Cherub. I'm joined by Jordan Kelly and Jason Huber joining me here on the podcast. Guys, thanks for joining me.
What's up, man?
What's up, man? Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. All right. I just got done bragging to my listeners here on the podcast. So let's start off. I got to see you guys earlier this year. I spent Valentine's Day with you guys, not literally, but I went to Chicago and seen you guys DJ set at the Funk with the Funky Bunch out in Chicago at the, I think it was Headwaters Barcade. And
yeah, that was a blast.
What did you guys think of that? I had a great time. That was just me, though, but I had a great time.
Those brunch parties are super, super fun because it's just, we take our shows really seriously. We, you know, we try to be as professional as possible. But those brunch parties are an excuse for us to get a little loose. And, yeah, we like to have a good time with everybody. I want to take a second to acknowledge something that you just said. You led the whole thing off by saying you've been listening to us for years since you were 21.
Yeah.
And we took a minute to write a bunch of music, and now we're getting back out on tour. This is the first time we're going on a proper tour in a minute. And to have so many people coming up after the shows and whatnot and letting us know how long they've been rocking with us, letting us know that they've been listening since college, since high school, since, you know, their friend shared the music with them and stuff like that. It's super endearing to us. So thanks, man. Thanks for rocking with us.
Oh, no problem. A buddy of mine introduced me to you guys. Your very first. I think it wasn't your first album, but Mom and Dad was the first one I heard. That had a couple cuts on it. And then I heard Doses and Mimosas in a club one night. I was like, whoa. let's start with how you guys were formed. Now, you guys are from Nashville?
Nashville.
How were you guys formed? Whose big idea was it, or did you guys come together? How was Cherub formed?
We both went to school together right outside Nashville, mm-hmm. And met in college. And then this is Jordan. I started working on the project. I've been making music with a bunch of rappers, and that was kind of like my main thing. I still hadn't figured out that I wanted to sing yet, but I had always played guitar. Mm-hmm. And I just started trying to write. I always had melody ideas, you know, when I'd have singers come in to sing hooks or whatever, so mm-hmm. I just started trying to get comfortable in my own shoes as far as writing to the songs and singing to them, and so I made the first album prior to Mom and Dad, Man of the Hour,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't really know how to properly set up a live show to perform it, so that was when I sent it over to Jason, and from there we've just been kind of building.
Cherub joining me here on the latest Mix of Vibes podcast. They're going to be here in Fort Wayne at the Clyde Theater coming up Sunday night. Hope you guys are able to join me. So let's talk about some of your big hits. I just want to know, you know, what was the process for you guys behind the scenes? Because obviously you have great songs like Doses and Mimosas. I mentioned, you just got done mentioning actually Man of the Hour, which has one of my favorite songs on it as well. I believe Disco Inferno's on there. That's one of my favorite cuts as well. You have XOXO. You guys got so many hits, man. But just kind of talk about some of the process, you know, behind the scenes of what you guys do to put out this great product.
We've never really, we just kind of, whatever feels like it's getting us going and the vibe that it's giving us in the studio is kind of what we feed off of. And if it feels right, then we just kind of put it out regardless of, we've never really tried to pigeonhole ourselves to a certain sound or a certain tempo, or we're just trying to make music that feels right to us at the time and put it out. So the process behind all that was just kind of doing what we feel, you know. We never really want to duplicate any songs intentionally. Yeah, doing our thing, man.
What genre would you guys say you guys are? I heard a variety of different genres. You know, with you guys, I heard electro, indie. I've heard just alternative. What genre would you say that you guys are?
Me and Jay still say it's pop music, like elevator pitch. Like if somebody said I was in an airport, we just say pop. And I know that there's like a connotation of that now where like when people think pop music, it's just like it doesn't sound like us because we kind of think of what's on the radio maybe or something. I'm not sure. But in the traditional sense of pop music, you know, we like the structure of having, you know, verses that lead up to a catchy hook and, you know, all that.
So let's talk about some of the new music. It's the first I've heard of you guys since your last release. I think it was 2016. You had Bleed Gold Piss Excellence. That was the last album.
Yeah.
So you guys are finally back in the groove. You know, first of all, you know, let's talk about All In. Okay, I want to start with that one because it kind of takes me back.
Okay.
It kind of takes me back to the Mom and Dad album. There's a song on there called All, and it features Natalie Press. At least that's what I get. It kind of reminds me of that. But and also I want to know, you could talk about the song as well, but where was the video shot as well? That was a very well produced video.
That was some good friends of this Jason, some good friends of mine from back in high school, actually.
Oh.
We all grew up together and everybody kind of, you know, went their own separate ways. We started doing creative projects and it's really cool that, you know, everybody's doing their thing, and we have the opportunity to come back together with such close friends and work on creative projects like this. That whole thing was shot in North Carolina. It was shot as one continuous take at altered speed. So it was really kind of crazy to Jordan singing at double time and then to slow the whole thing down and have it perfectly sync up with the song. It's a pretty cool concept, and I think we did a really good job for it.
Yeah, I agree. It came out awesome, actually, just to let you guys know. And also, another thing I've noticed, I think you guys had like some kind of special coming into that single. Like, I think you guys were getting a tattoo or something of one of the fans. You guys have some kind of tattoo going. So out of you two, who has the strangest or weirdest tattoo?
I don't know about the strangest or weirdest one. We both have random tattoos.
You 100%.
I mean, I've in the past like 6 months definitely gotten a bunch of tattoos.
So maybe I should have said most random tattoo. I mean, maybe that would have been the competition.
Most random tattoo. Oh my gosh, I don't know. But the dude's name that we got tattooed on us was Ernie, and we FaceTimed him when we got it. And
nice.
We both got it, and he seemed pretty stoked.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool, man. I love, and you guys go live a lot on Instagram and things like that. You guys are very engaged with your fans. So I really hope that everyone here in Fort Wayne that's down to have a good time. It is a Sunday. Let's go out and have a good time. It's a Sunday night. You ain't got nothing else to do. You got work tomorrow.
Sunday, but Monday.
That's how we do it. So another thing I want to ask you. I know you guys have been working a lot with another person I'm a big fan of, DJ Paul from 3-6 Mafia. I know you guys have worked in past. Do you guys have anything coming out soon with him as well, or?
Yeah, so we just sent off. He's linked up with us through social media. He just so happened to be coming through LA like a week or two after he hit us up. So it was kind of an immediate like, hey, what's up? Let's get in the studio, and then we made it happen. And we were going through L.A. on the way to go to Bangkok. So while we were in the studio with him, we were like, yeah, you guys should come to Bangkok. Ah, ha, ha, like kind of a funny joke. But he actually was like, okay. So he bought a ticket to Bangkok.
Ooh.
And we shot a video while we were there for a song that we cut in L.A. And we don't have, like, a secure release date, but it's coming up very soon. And I literally just yesterday approved the final edit for the video we shot. So that's coming out really, really soon. And we also have him featured on a song that I produced, or that we produced, that'll be coming out as well. And that doesn't have a release date either, but definitely keep on the lookout for that. We're just trying to consistently put out music, man. I mean, I feel like the way things are going right now, like, I still love albums, the way they play through, but it's been really cool to be able to just put out singles and see how well they stick. And with the way that releases go with Spotify and iTunes Music and all that stuff, it almost is doing us a favor by letting people, like, fully soak into one or two songs we release at a time rather than letting, like, six songs get lost in the mix of a 12-track album type of a thing, you know?
Yeah.
So it's been kind of cool releasing one or two songs at a time with a video. We've been into it.
Jordan kind of touched on this. We've got a solid album's worth of material, if not more.
Yeah.
So we're just, you know, slowly but surely releasing to the world, allowing us to really focus on each piece of music.
Mm-hmm.
So far, we've released four songs in the past couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really cool to go out and start playing them on tour and stuff like that and to see the genuine reaction from the crowd to that new music, to the point where, you know, we'll start playing one of the new songs and we'll get that initial woo, you know, people recognize the song, they're like, yeah, that's cool. It's really, really, really flattering to have people doing that to the new music that we've been working really hard on, really excited about, and seeing people, you know, coming out and singing along the lyrics to the songs that people been getting into for years, but then also singing along the lyrics to the new music just as loud, if not even louder. It's really special and heartwarming for us to, you know, have spent so much time on this music in the studio and take it out and share it with people, and other people start getting into it as much as we are. It's a cool thing that we don't get to see until we're out on tour in the room with a bunch of people that are ready to party. And it's been really awesome to experience that these past couple weeks.
How's the Freeform tour been going so far?
Things have been good. This is the first time we're out in about 6 years where we have an entire new crew, new lighting director, new sound engineer, new stage manager, new tourman. Everybody has, there's been a changing of the guard. And it's really cool to bring a whole bunch of friends out with us. We've always had a big family affair on the bus, you know, and to be able to expand that tour family that much further is something that's really special for us. And to be able to fill a bus with some of your closest friends and travel around the country and throw parties for people, it's a really cool phenomenon. And to get to share that with the rest of our friends, really fun.
Who would be, you know, one of each? You guys can just give me one of each. I'm sure you guys have different tastes. But who is one person from each of you that you guys would love to work with?
This is Jordan. I want to do a song with Devin the Dude where he sings.
Ooh.
I think that would be cool. I want to do, like, you know that one, I forget which album it's off of. It's not off to the extreme. It could be but you know that one duet song that he does with that girl, and he's like, I'm a cool top fellow, laid back mellow, that type of dude. I want to do a vibe like that, but it'd be him getting a verse and me getting a verse. That'd be sweet.
Yeah, that'd be pretty dope. Jason, what you got?
It's so funny. I don't know, man. I just woke up 20 minutes ago. My creative juices aren't flowing yet.
It's all good, man. So, hey, thanks so much, guys. Thank you so much to Cherub for joining me here on the podcast. And again, everyone make it out to the show this coming Sunday at the Clyde Theater. Be sure to join me and the rest of the people out there watching Cherub, Clyde Theater, Sunday night. Come join the party. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Well, much love, DC. Catch you in a bit, man. Thanks for having us.